Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening to another program. I do street evangelism, and when I go out there and I ask people, have they read their scriptures? And I ask people, do they know who our Creator is? It's one thing that people that do not call them Christians will walk by me. But it's another problem when people identify themselves as Christians and say they read their Bible all the time, but they still ignore or don't know the questions I ask them about the scriptures. Or even worse, is somebody who claims they know our wonderful Creator, they are a Christian, they are a believer, but feel bad or embarrassed to let people know that Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, died for them. And this is a problem. And I remind everyone, whether they identify themselves as believers or whether they are non-believers, the scriptures say in Matthew 10:32, whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. Do we understand that? So I want to ask you today as you're listening to this, do you acknowledge our wonderful Creator? And do you acknowledge Him in front of others? Do you acknowledge Him in front of non-believers, or are you embarrassed? Do you acknowledge Him in front of everybody with joy? Are you willing and able and available to tell others that Yeshua died for them on a regular basis? Our Creator has given us every opportunity to acknowledge Him on a daily basis, and the problem is people today are not doing that. It says in Psalms 91:14, because He loves me, says Yahweh, I will rescue Him. I will protect Him, for He acknowledges my name. How many of you listening can say you do that? Today, we're going to discuss this topic about acknowledging our Creator. And I want you all to remember Psalms 8, 3-9 says, when I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and all the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the sea. O Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Hallelujah. Acknowledging our Creator is such an important topic that so many people fail to do today. And it should be at the highest level of our thoughts and our feelings and everything is to acknowledge Him. First, we need to acknowledge Him in our own presence, in our own life, and know who He is. And then we are to go and acknowledge Him amongst the world. And whether they're believers or not believers, and exalt Him, and barak Him, bless, you know, it says, I barak your name forever and ever, all day long I barak you and praise your name forever and ever, it says in Psalms 145. We have to understand the significance of this. So today I am going to do this teaching about acknowledging our Creator. So please, take notes if you can. I want you to understand there's a problem going on today, and as so many people are getting distracted, there's no more acknowledging of our wonderful Creator, our Creator Yahweh and His Son Yeshua, and this is creating a problem. So I want to remind you all as we start this day to acknowledge Him. Read His Word daily and understand and trust who He is and His promises for your life. Do not get caught up in all the distractions of this world and leave our Creator last. We need to put Him first. So I want to encourage you with scripture today, and I want to also give you the daily reminders of the things we need to do to acknowledge Him and understand that. And the first way we can acknowledge our Creator and what He did for us and why He did it for us is to acknowledge Yahshua. Yahweh is the name of our wonderful Creator. And Yahshua is the name of Yahweh's salvation, Yahweh save. And it is through Yahshua, having that relationship with Him, it's the only way to salvation. And remember that, because a lot of people are getting confused and caught up and deceived into doing certain things. It's two different extremes. The Bible says, do not add or take away, but keep my commandments. And I see a lot of people in a Christian church today taking away. They're not doing and living according to the way our Creator desires us to live. But in the other aspect of that, I see people doing it, but making their works as a means to their salvation, leaving Yahshua out of the picture. Yahshua is the key here, folks. Yahshua is the key. So we can't do what the church is doing and using Yahshua's blood as a reason to live in sin, saying they're excused and they have grace so they can do whatever they want. But at the same time, we can't live so perfectly and wonderfully saying, since we're living so great, we don't need a Savior. We need Yahshua. And that is the best way to acknowledge that Yahweh is real. We are short of the glory of Yahweh without Yahshua. With Yahshua, we have everything we need in Him. Our Creator wants us to have a perfect understanding of who Yahshua is, what He did for us, and why He's in our life. So please understand that your works, your repentance, your knowledge of Scripture, and all of this is a wonderful blessing and a beautiful thing, but it is not the key to enter the kingdom. It's only through Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah. But also I want Christians and people of the church and people of the world to understand. Yeshua did not come to take away sin. He came to take away, through His grace and mercy, the penalty of sin, the death penalty that's the result or consequence of many of your sins. He took that upon Himself so we would still have an opportunity. The reality is that sin still exists in this world. The reality also is we have a choice in how we want to live our lives. And Yeshua came the first time for sinners to take that death penalty upon Himself. But when He comes back the second time, as He says in His word, He's coming for the righteous, those that truly follow Him and love Him. That's who He's coming back for. So we need to be ready. And the Bible is a book that teaches us how to prepare for that. And also reminds us every single day, every second, we must acknowledge our Creator and trust His word and remember His promise. His will for us is not always the way our will might want to decide for ourselves. But we have to put our human understanding aside, our feeling aside, and we have to walk in faith. Faith that something that goes against our desires, our wants, is better for us. Because our Creator knows everything. He created us, and He wants the best for us. It says in the Bible, "Know the plans I have for you, they are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope." That's His desire for us. He says in the Bible, "I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they would live." He wants us to have life, a physical life of abundance here, and also a life of eternity with Him. That's His desire for us. While man's natural feelings and thinkings, it says in the book of wisdom, the book of Proverbs, there's a way before each person that seems right but ends in death. Forget about your ways. Think about Yahweh ways and think about Yeshua. And I want you to acknowledge Him and remember Him and what He does for us. Proverbs is another word for wisdom. And it says in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, trust. Trust. Everyone right now that's watching, just say trust. Trust in Yahweh. With some of your heart? No. With all of your heart. All of it. And lean not on your own understanding. All of it means everything you believe. You trust in Yahweh with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In some of your ways, submit to him. No, it says in all of your ways, submit to him. And some translators say, acknowledge him. And then it goes, and he will make your path straight. If you understand that scripture, if you quote that scripture to yourself, put it on your bathroom mirror, put it on your car windshield, put it wherever you go, and you follow those instructions. Every scripture is instructions for us. It's blessings for us to teach us how to live our lives. It's not just words on a paper. And people need to hear this. There are so many people doing videos and talking about so many topics with worldly events and all these different things. People are forgetting who to put their trust in. No matter where you are, no matter what you're going through, no matter how dark your day seems, no matter how endless your pain seems, no matter how bad your diagnosis was by a doctor or something else, say it, speak it, trust in Yahweh with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. And then another scripture I want you to remember and think about. And how often are you reading your scriptures and seeing these things? Matthew 6:33 says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Many people put so many things before him. If you think about your daily routine, how many things do you put before you pray and open up your Bible? Do you even open up your Bible on a daily basis? You listen to your secular songs on the radio. People watch their soap operas or their reality TV. They know all of the words to songs, and they know all of the characters to movies. They spend time watching their sports. If you're doing any of those things before putting our Creator first, you're not following the scriptures and acknowledging our Creator for who he says he is. Nobody in this world loves you as much as our Creator. He loves you so much that he died for you. That he died for you, taking the penalty that you deserved away. Hallelujah. And every day, no matter what we do, no matter how much we think we're being righteous, or as the world says, I'm a good person, no matter how much we think that, we can never, ever, ever come to understand he died for us and took what we deserved. He became the curse for us. It's a beautiful expression of love that I want people to understand. So beautiful. It should just bring us so much joy knowing that he loves us. So much that he loves us. Proverbs 16:3 says, commit your actions to Yahweh and your plans will succeed. That's acknowledging our Creator's love. Commit your life to him and your plans to him. If there's a decision of following his word or following the world's ways, we shouldn't struggle with this. Any struggle with these decisions is a lack of faith. It shouldn't be, well, let me think about it. Let me pray about it. It's be like, no, this is what the word says, and this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to trust in him 100%. That's it. He loved us and loves us so much. We got to show him that love back. Don't waver on decisions of worldly things versus our Creator's love for us. We look in the scriptures. It says in Deuteronomy 4:29, but if from there you seek Yahweh, your Elohim, you will find him if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. With all your heart, with all your soul. And I ask you today, are you seeking him? Are you seeking him with everything you have? When you wake up, when you go to sleep, is your thoughts on his mind all the time? I heard a professional baseball player once said, if you want to succeed in this sport, you got to think, sleep, and eat baseball. Well, I'm telling you, If you truly acknowledge our Creator, you think, sleep, and eat our Creator, His Word, everything about it. And it brings you so much joy. There's no depression. There's no struggle. There's no doubt. There's this faith and a beautiful feeling of love. You acknowledge our Creator by living in a way He wants you to live. If you're not living according to the guidelines and instructions of the Scripture, the commandments of the Scripture, you're not acknowledging Him. You're not. If you're making excuses that you don't need to do that anymore, or you don't need to follow that, or you're making excuses to not acknowledge Him. If He says do something in His Word, do it. If He says don't do something in His Word, don't do it. That's it. Acknowledging Him is shown in our actions. Psalms 32:8 says, Yahweh, our Creator, says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. Hallelujah. How beautiful is that? Knowing that He's guiding us. And when we read Psalms 119 and we see David loving His Word so much, and that's where our Creator's Word is. It's a light for our darkness. A light for our darkness. Many of you are living in darkness and you don't even know it. You need that light because the path is narrow. And only few will find it because only a few are willing to open up their Word, open up the light, putting on that light. Think about all the excuses you've heard, or even worse, you've given, of why you don't have time to read the Word or pray daily. Think about that. We need to acknowledge our Creator on a seconds basis, a minutes basis, an hours basis, on a daily basis, acknowledging Him and acknowledging Him so much so that we want to acknowledge it to others and let others know. It says in 1 John 2, verse 3, and by this we know that we have come to know Him if we keep His commandments. If we keep His guidelines and instructions, if we follow His Word, the sad reality is most people, even Christians, do not even know His commandments, let alone follow them. The Bible has given us the guideline and a book of how to live our lives. We need to make that part of our lives. So much so, it says in Psalms 37:4, take delight in Yahweh. He will give you the desires of your heart. You know why He'll do that? Because if you're truly following Him and acknowledging Him, your desires and His desires are going to be echad. They're going to be one. They're going to be the same. They're not going to be separate. If you're following His guidelines and His instructions. So we need to be acknowledging Him and we need to speak to Him on a daily basis. It says in Thessalonians 5, 16 to 18, one of my favorite chapters of Scripture, rejoice always and pray continually. Rejoice always and pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is Yahweh's will for you in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Acknowledge Him today. Acknowledge Him. Speak to Him. Be in conversation with Him all day long. Matthew 7, verse 7 and 8, ask and it will be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened. We have this great opportunity. Don't pass it by. Stop delaying. Acknowledge our Creator. First, acknowledge Him in your prayers. Acknowledge Him in your life to yourself. And then acknowledge Him to others. And let people know why you don't struggle with these worldly problems and issues. Why you're so faithful to our Creator. Why you spend so much time in the Word. Why you love praying so much. It says in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known to Yahweh. And the peace of Yahweh, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. The love
that Yeshua is love, the love he had for us and has for us. Just like a parent for their child. No parent wants to see their child suffer. No parent wants to see their child go through hardships. And the love that our Creator would be the perfect example of love for us. And we give all the glory to our wonderful Creator. Because as we acknowledge him, our desires become his desires. The desires he has for us transforms our earthly, fleshly ways of life and our thinking. And now we're thinking, Echad, one with him. He's not going to change his ways to match our worldly thinking. His ways are always going to be true and solid. He wants us to come to the revelation of who he is and how we are to live our lives. Colossians 3:17 says, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of Yahshua, our wonderful Messiah, giving thanks to our wonderful Creator Yahweh through him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah means praise our wonderful Creator, giving him thanks always, giving him glory always. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, therefore, whatever you eat, whatever you drink, whatever you do, do everything for Yahweh's glory. Yahweh's glory. The way of this world today is pride. The way of this world today is being proud. And the opposite of being proud is humility and humbling yourself. And it says in James 4:10, humble yourselves before Yahweh, and he will lift you up. How many of you want to be lifted up today? How many of you out there are suffering and letting the world's ways get you down? You're living in depression. You have doubt. You have fear in your life. Our Creator says, humble yourself before Yahweh, and he will lift you up. Acknowledge our Creator. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Yeshua who strengthens me. Remember what Yeshua did for us. Try to emotionally connect and understand the death of the person you love the most. The death of the person, maybe when you're a little child, the pet you love the most. And then you grow up, maybe the friend you love the most. And then you get older, maybe the sibling or the parent you love. The death of them and the emotional connection to that. And think about Yeshua dying for us and what he really did for us and how powerful that is. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of Yahweh, because you know that your labor in Yahweh is not in vain. People will accuse you of things that you're not guilty of. People will try to make false accusations against you and all these things, but stand firm in your faith with Yahweh, knowing in the end, the truth will come out. And Yahweh will take vengeance on the evil of this world. It's your job to live and bask in the glory of Yahweh and enjoy that he brings us every day, knowing that he's protecting us, watching over us, guiding us, and wanting the best for us. Proverbs 3:7 says, do not be wise in your own eyes. Acknowledge and be in awe of Yahweh and shun all evil. When you read the word, you understand the difference between good and evil. You get that wisdom of good and evil. You understand the truth of our Creator, what he calls good and evil. You stop going on feelings and emotions, and you start going on choices. And we need to make the choice to follow Yahweh's guidelines and instructions over our own thoughts and feelings. John 10:27 says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. They follow me. Say right now, say it out loud, follow me. That's what Yeshua's calling is to you, to follow him. How many of you ready to do that? Willing and wanting to do that? Acknowledge our wonderful Creator and enjoy the blessings that come along with that. Hallelujah. Acknowledge him. It says in Psalm 91:14, because he loves me, says Yahweh, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. So that's where it begins, acknowledging him. So acknowledge him today. Acknowledge him right now. And then acknowledge him to others, as it says in Matthew 10:32, whoever acknowledged me before others, I will also acknowledge them before my Father in heaven. Hallelujah. Yes, that's the way it works. You don't deny, you acknowledge. Understanding his love for you and what he did for us and what he does for us. I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters. I want to encourage you all out there today. Many of you can see this and not even understand or comprehend what I'm speaking about, what I'm talking about. But if your actions are not following our Creator's instructions, you are not acknowledging him. If you're making your works more important than Yeshua's death, you are adding to scripture. That's an evil, wicked thing. If you're using the death of Yeshua as an excuse not to live the way our Creator wants us to live, you are taken away from scripture. He wants you to simply acknowledge him, trust him, and live in the faith of his promise. That's what he wants you to do. Acknowledge him. Some people say to me, I pray, but I don't hear from our Creator. The Bible is a book of him speaking to you, speaking to you. Every single word in scripture is our Creator speaking to us. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge the word that he gave us, and acknowledge the love of Yeshua who died for us. I pray this message finds you well today, and it encourages you to go out there and have joy. Remember, he wants us not to be dismayed, but to be in joy. Pray, praise, proclaim, read and repent and submit, and rejoice in our wonderful Creator. Have a blessed day, everybody. May our Creator be with you this day and always. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening. If this is the first time you're hearing me speak or you've heard me before, I invite you to contact me through my website at TorahLifeMinistries.org, and I will even give my personal phone number out if you have any questions, 917-407-2270. If you'd like to be in touch with me, I make myself available to you to talk more about these things and scripture. Thank you very much for listening, and please join us every Friday night at 10 p.m. on my YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries, for live fellowship. Shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life
Ministry. This is Rick Addison, pastor of the Grace Place Church. If it seems like life's getting more and more complex and you don't know where to find the answers, join us each weekend to discover what God says about how to really live. We meet for worship on Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday 9 and 11 a.m. At the Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.
From depth of sea to mountain peak, we see your glory. From here on earth, galaxies, we see your glory.
There's no one like you, no one stands beside you, no rival contends.